You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, Zurich Insurance Group is in talks to buy up to 51% of Kotak General Insurance. Two sources with direct knowledge of the matter said a deal that would mark its first major bet on the fast-growing South Asian insurance market. Backed by Asia's richest banker, Uday Kotak, the early-stage negotiations value the Indian company at around $800 million, and Zurich Insurance has expressed interest in both a minority stake of 49% or taking up a majority 51% stake, the sources said. The stake the Swiss insurer wants to secure will be worth around $400 million, they said. Kotak is still evaluating offers, including from other investors, but it prefers retaining control of the company after the stake sale, the first source said. A spokesperson for Zurich, one of Europe's largest insurers, said, as a matter of principle, we don't comment on market rumors and speculations. While the Kotak Insurance Unit's interest in selling a stake has been reported earlier, its talks with Zurich, the potential deal size and valuation, are being reported for the first time. Moving on, Irish-American IT company Accenture will invest $3 billion over 3 years in its data and artificial intelligence practice to help clients use AI to achieve greater growth and efficiency. Accenture also plans to double its AI talent to 80,000 professionals through a mix of hiring, acquisitions, and training. The company expects that the coming decade will see AI becoming a mega trend, transforming industries and companies, even as generative AI transforms 40% of all working hours. The investment will expand Accenture's data and AI practice to meet future demand. Accenture will invest in assets, industry solutions, ventures, acquisitions, talent, and ecosystem partnerships, which will deepen and develop new skills and capabilities across diagnostic, predictive, and generative AI. Julie Sweet, Chair and CEO, Accenture, said, "Our clients have complex environments, and at a time when the technology is changing rapidly, our deep understanding of ecosystem solutions allows us to help them navigate quickly and cost-effectively to make smart decisions." Meanwhile, Adani Group is in talks with lenders, including global banks, as it seeks to refinance up to $3.8 billion of a loan facility taken for its acquisition of Ambuja Cements Limited last year, said people familiar with the matter. The ports-to-power conglomerate owned by Indian tycoon Gautam Adani is mulling whether to convert the original loan into debt with a longer maturity period and has started talking to banks individually about the plan, said the people, who asked not to be identified as the discussions are private. The effort is a significant test of whether global credit lines will open up to the company again after U.S. short seller Hindenburg accused the Adani Group of widespread corporate malfeasance in January. Adani has denied the allegations. Adani is expecting to conclude the process within 3 to 4 months, and most of the existing lenders are expected to participate, the people said. A spokesperson for Adani didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. In other news, billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries Limited climbed 8 spots to the 45th rank, the highest for an Indian company on Forbes' latest Global 2000 list of public companies worldwide. The Global 2000 ranks the largest companies in the world using 4 metrics: sales, profits, assets, and market value. Forbes said while releasing the 2023 ranking of the world's top 2,000 companies. JP Morgan, America's biggest bank with $3.7 trillion in assets, is at the top of the list for the first time since 2011 and has emerged stronger from this spring's regional banking crisis, with more deposits and opportunistic acquisition of the failed First Republic Bank, it said. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, that topped the list last year, fell to the 338th position in the latest list due to unrealized losses in its investment portfolio. And lastly, the merger of India's most valuable lender and the nation's largest mortgage financier to create what could be the world's 5th most valuable bank is inching closer to completion, with just one key step remaining that investors are watching for closely. Announcement of the so-called record date, or the cut-off day set for investors, for the swapping of shares of Housing Development Finance Corp for HDFC Bank Limited is expected within 3 weeks. The merged entity is likely to trade under the HDFC Bank ticker before July 20th, bringing an end to the process that began in April 2022. The merger is unprecedented in India, creating a bank worth $168 billion and impacting over tens of millions of customers and shareholders across the two companies, apart from group insurance and asset management businesses. A central team with three members from each company and nearly three dozen committees worked on a business integration plan. Meanwhile, legal approvals were sought from shareholders, banking, securities market and competition regulators, as well as stock exchanges, with the final nod granted by the Company Law Tribunal in March. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.